14 here at your hometown station, Coho 101. It's hour four of the Coho Morning Show on a busy Friday set. It's the 10th of April, 2020. Nice to have you with us. I'm Chris Hansen. Going to chat, as promised, now with Central Washington Home Builders Association. There's Cheryl Nelson, who is the Membership Services Director for North Central Washington, on the line with us this morning. Going to talk to us a little bit more about who Central Washington Home Builders are and also about things that are going on during this challenging time for their organization during the COVID-19 pandemic. And Cheryl, I appreciate the time. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you so much. Been busy, busy, busy.
Undoubtedly, and busy, busy, busy trying to distance yourselves from others, which is probably not the normal work environment for you like it is most people. Are you also working from home like so many others?
I absolutely am. I actually am fairly fortunate in that most of my job takes work takes place at home regardless. Our home office is down in the Yakima area, and all those folks down there are at their homes working now too. So much of my work can take place at home, but I am missing getting out and visiting all of our members, which is one of the fun things that I do get to do.
Yeah, undoubtedly, Cheryl, and also the home builders, you know, they're used to being on site and certainly seeing one another too. And we're going to talk about how, thanks to some efforts by the Douglas County Commissioners, in a limited capacity at least, some construction has been allowed to move forward as far as home building in that area is concerned. But first of all, for those that aren't familiar with who the Central Washington Home Builders Association is, who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, we actually work with our local government, our local public here, and the business and community organizations in all six counties that we represent. So we represent Yakima, Klickitat, Kittitas, Chelan, Douglas, and Okanagan counties. And we are working to protect all of our families' rights and for home ownership and our construction trades as well. So we help connect members to other members and the general public with our members looking for some professional help, whether that's building a new home, remodeling a home, or just doing some general maintenance work, whether that's electrical, plumbing, that kind of thing.
Okay, excellent. So you're there kind of like throughout the process, it sounds like, for a lot of folks to get general information and also sort of act as a bit of a liaison between the home building process and those who are having it done?
Yes, that's absolutely what we do. We do work with, like I said, we work with our general consumers as well as all of our member businesses. And we really try to connect our businesses to other businesses that are members. And we have a large advocacy group as well. We are very involved with our political action committee and working with our local, state, and national government agencies. When you're a member of Central Washington Home Builders Association, you're also a member of our state building organization, which is BIAW, and then also our national organization, which is the National Association of Home Building. So you really get a kind of three-in-one when you're a member with us, and you also get all of that support and information and lots of other things as well. So if you wanted to know more about becoming a member, you can definitely give me a call or go to our website. There's lots of information there.
All right, very good, Cheryl. We'll have you give that information out before we finish up with you this morning. Cheryl Nelson, who is the Marketing Services Director for North Central Washington with Central Washington Home Builders Association, joining us this morning here on the Coho Morning Show. Cheryl, to say the least, it is not business as usual for any organization or business right now, even if they aren't struggling during the coronavirus pandemic. Certain businesses that are thriving are seeing so much traffic as far as uptick is concerned. Home builders, on the other hand, though, kind of in a gray area initially with the governor's orders for stay at home and for non-essential businesses to shut down. Originally, it looked like construction was going to be allowed to move forward, and then Governor Inslee sort of put the clamps down on that, and now some restrictions at the local level at least have been loosened. Again, in Douglas County, we referenced earlier, thanks to the county commissioner's efforts. So what is the latest as far as construction within the regions that you serve going forward for homes that were being constructed or were scheduled to be constructed now that the pandemic is here?
Yeah, well, like you said, it is kind of still a gray area. Some things have been made very clear, but others are not. And every jurisdiction is kind of dealing with this a little differently. So we actually have on our website a list of all of the jurisdictions that we work in and what they're currently allowing and not allowing to continue. And like you say, Douglas County did come out. Thank you to the commissioners there saying that if a home had already started construction and was sold, that construction could continue. But there is some caveats along with that. You do need to contact Douglas County and make sure that you do get a letter authorizing you to do that work. So for them specifically, that's what they're requiring, but every jurisdiction is different. So I really just encourage everybody to go to our website, and at the bottom of, we have a special COVID link on there, and at the bottom of that, you'll see all the different jurisdictions listed with what they're doing and not doing, as the case may be right now, and who to contact, phone numbers, emails, websites are all listed there. So instead of me kind of going through everything, I would just really encourage people to go there. We're updating that on a daily basis. We're also putting information on there what resources are available to builders right now, whether that's financial, through the different SBA loans, or through unemployment services. Also, there's some safety options there, or information there. So if they are able to go to work on their job site, there's some things that we think that maybe they should have posted, some best practices for safety, and how to deal with different situations. So all of that information is up to date on our website every day. So I super encourage people to go there. And that is CWHBA.org. Really pretty easy to remember, Central Washington Home Builders Association.org, CWHBA.org.
All right, very good, Cheryl. We sure appreciate the information this morning. Again, Cheryl Nelson with us from Central Washington Home Builders Association, their marketing services director for North Central Washington, with us here on the Coho Morning Show. Cheryl, I do appreciate the time once again. Anything else you want to let us know?
Yeah, you know, I just want everybody to know my cell phone number. If you have questions or concerns, please feel free to give me a call. My number is 509-342-8242. And then also on our website, we're asking if anybody is being impacted by this with the construction of their home. They're almost done and they just need electrical or something like that. You can also go to our website. There is a link there where you can tell us your story. We really want to get those stories up to our governor so that he understands the impact this is having on our regional community here. But I thank you so much for the call today, and I hope everyone out there stays safe.
Well, Cheryl, we wish the same to you and everybody with the association and who's out there working hard to finish those homes under these trying circumstances. Perhaps we'll get a chance to talk again at another time. I'd look forward to that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Very good. Again, that's Cheryl Nelson talking to us this morning, Marketing Services Director of the North Central Washington portion of the Central Washington Home Builders Association, with us here on the Coho Morning Show. 922 at your hometown station, Coho 101. On the way, we've got a chat.